Long COVID is a range of prolonged symptoms after a COVID infection. It can include brain fog, fatigue, gastrointestinal issues, not to mention anxiety and depression. But there can also be some financial side effects, high out-of-pocket costs, and medical debt. For long haulers who need continued care, there's no end in sight for these bills. Michigan Radio's Rachel Ishikawa has this story, and like so many things this year, it starts with a Zoom call.
Thank you so much for joining us in today's listening session for the NIH Researching COVID to Enhance Recovery Initiative, also known as NIH.
The National Institutes of Health launched a research initiative earlier this year to understand long COVID, and it wanted to hear from patients. Becca Meyer from Kalamazoo was on this NIH call back in June, and she wanted to share what it's been like living with long COVID. When her turn came around to speak,
Becca?
I am not sure if Becca is still on the call.
I don't see Becca.
Becca just had a bit of a medical emergency.
She had to hop off of the call because of a health emergency, but her absence sent its own kind of message.
Hi, my name is Becca.
A few days later, Meyer posted this video testimony online instead.
I am currently hospitalized at U of M. I'm on my 10th hospitalization post-COVID.
She talks about the feeding tube she had to have surgically inserted. But there's something else she wanted the NIH to know about.
What we aren't talking enough about is the financial impacts and the mental health impacts of long COVID.
The financial impacts have been a huge burden for Meyer. She has 4 kids. She can't work because she's sick. Her partner was laid off.
Any extra money we've had, like, you know, tax return or stimulus check, has all gone to medical debt. Yeah, nothing fun for the kids. We don't purchase fun things. We purchase medications.
Meyer doesn't actually know how much medical debt she has, but the last time she checked, she thinks it was $10,000. For one of her doctors, the hospital sends her bills, but she doesn't open them.
It's probably not the smartest choice, but I can't pay them with fake money, so why open it?
There are a few reasons why Meyer has such huge costs. The first being, she needs a lot of care. Her GI tract isn't working. She was recently diagnosed with post-COVID generalized GI dysmotility, hence the feeding tube. She also needs anti-nausea medicine because she's throwing up all of the time. And then there's the doctor's visits. On a regular basis, she sees a chiropractor, a therapist, and her primary care doctor. Oh, and then there's her teeth.
So, like, I have a huge dental bill. I have to pay $6,200 to get my teeth fixed because throwing up every day for 15 months is really not good for your teeth.
Now, here's the real root of her costs. Her insurance doesn't cover all of it. She has a cap on certain doctor visits that are covered, and some of her doctors are out of network. She says some medicines aren't covered either. And you may be thinking, why doesn't she just change her insurance? Well, she's tried, but bureaucracy is slow. And so she's just waiting until she has the green light to switch her plan. Until then, it's piling unopened bills, asking for community support, and charging credit cards.
Yeah, because it's a necessity.
All of this stuff adds up.
That's Dr. Kao-Ping Chua. He's been studying the out-of-pocket costs of COVID. And it turns out Meyer isn't alone with these medical bills. Chua's study found that a lot of people hospitalized with COVID were on the hook for some of those expenses. That's in spite of claims from many insurance companies that they would waive these costs. So what ended up happening is that some people were already in medical debt before they developed long COVID. And when these symptoms did start, the medical bills just kept piling up. Chua thinks the federal government should mandate full coverage of COVID hospitalizations, at least while the U.S. is still in a public health emergency. But as for covering long-term COVID care, the kind of care long haulers need, Chua doesn't see that happening.
I mean, the reality is, you know, if you do that for COVID patients, then the patients with other chronic diseases who also have to spend a lot, then they'll start saying, well, why not me?
Heather Elizabeth Brown is another long COVID patient. She lives in Detroit and got COVID back in April 2020.
I've always believed in being completely courageous and unyielding when it comes to advocating for myself and my health and my wellness.
She's still dealing with health issues, like COVID-induced diabetes, pulmonary problems, and lymphedema. So she's had to exercise that advocacy a lot over the past 14 months.
And so even when I see higher price tags on things, I make the decision to go ahead and get the treatment or see this doctor or get this supplement and then look at my finances and try to find a way to make it work.
Back in June 2020, Brown had to go to the hospital for an inpatient physical therapy stay. She had blood clots after COVID and couldn't walk. She's facing a $55,000 medical bill that her insurance won't cover.
As far as my plan for paying off the debt, my plan is to get my insurance to cover that $55,000 plus, to just continually go back and not accept no as an answer.
So what can you do if you find yourself saddled with medical debt?
Washtenaw Health Plan.
Hi, Meredith. It's Rachel calling.
Hi, Rachel.
How Meredith Buhalis at the Washtenaw Health Plan works with people navigating the healthcare system, and she has five suggestions she makes to her clients facing large medical bills. Number one.
The first thing we usually do is, make sure that they have the best coverage for whatever's going on with them, or they are enrolled in the correct program.
Do you need to switch insurance plans to cover your doctors? Do you qualify for Medicaid? Number two, check in with the billing department. Maybe there is a mistake with a billing code. Number three, apply for charity care at your hospital.
Charity care can cover sometimes prescriptions, copays, deductibles, out-of-pocket costs that are not covered by your insurance.
Number four.
You can always offer to pay as low as $5 a month.
This can prevent your bill from going to a creditor. And finally, number five, look into public benefits that may free up some money, like rental and food assistance. Buhalis says she'd be happy if her job didn't exist, not because she doesn't like her job, but because it would mean real change.
It's 2021. Like, let's all join the rest of the world with socialized medicine and treat this as what it is, a human right.
COVID has exposed so many of the contradictions within our healthcare system. Being sick is expensive. It's not a new reality. But the sheer number of people who have been hospitalized because of COVID, the sheer number of people who need post-COVID care, that is new. That's our new reality. I'm Rachel Ishikawa, Michigan Radio News.